From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces fail to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have been in revolt at the Hama Central Prison for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions at the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed the facility Friday night and seized its food supply. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plain-clothed Egyptian police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to a van carrying the policemen, got out, and opened fire before fleeing the scene. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. Mr. Kim says he is also willing to normalize relations with nations that have been hostile toward the North, and says Mr. Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called an early election for July 2nd. He hopes to win a second 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. He replaced Tony Abbott as leader of the Liberal Party last September, just 2 years after the coalition government came to power. Opinion polls indicate the election could be a close contest between the opposition Labor Party and the ruling coalition. This is VOA News.